Good morning, podcasting morning chat. Today is Wednesday, March 6th, 2024. And that means we are digging into all the news, all the headlines around the world of podcasting and content creation. So if you don't mind, hit the share button if you're listening live on Clubhouse and share it however Clubhouse allows you to do that. And if you're listening via podcast, please share this with a fellow podcaster. And then give us, pardon me, about 2 minutes and we'll get things rolling. Thanks for being here. Morning, podcast and morning chat. Thank you for being here. Good to see you and looking forward to discussing some of the headlines around the world of podcasting. And the way I like to kick things off is with an icebreaker and doing my best to make these icebreakers somewhat relatable to the news and the things that we're going to be discussing. I think we should just dive in. And by the way, just a shout out, I see Jason Sircone in the audience. I guess at this point, it's been a few years, so I can say an old friend in the podcasting industry. My first friend at any podcast conference that I've ever attended. He and I were hooked up through a mutual friend, and we've been in touch ever since. And we've definitely had some good brainstorming sessions, collaborations, etc. So good to see you, Jason. Thank you for being here. You're always welcome to join us up here on stage as well if you want to chime in on anything. And that goes for you in the audience as well. All are welcome up here. We appreciate your contributions to this. And if you've got news that's maybe news to you, but you think maybe we already know about it, we don't care. We want to hear what's new to you, because if it's new to you, that means there's probably someone listening that it's going to be new to as well. So bring it up, or if you've got a story that you think is relatively fresh, yeah, bring that too. We want to hear it. Don't assume we know everything, because I promise you, we don't. All right, I'm going to kick things off with the mods that we do have here today. Let's go to Nick. Good morning to you, Nick. The icebreaker of the morning is, I had two, and I asked the mods, but since we only got a response really from Sid, I'm going to go with Sid's vote on today's icebreaker. Nick, if your podcast had its own dedicated app, besides being able to play the podcast on the app, what's a feature you'd make sure to include with it? Good morning.
Hey, good morning. So after you sent this, my mind started going down a spiral very quickly. And then I started thinking, is this possible? Can I do this? So what I think would be awesome is, so the 9-5 podcast, I interviewed a lot of entrepreneurs talking about their businesses, a lot of different backgrounds, experience, expertise, etc. What I think would be awesome is if the guests would have to agree to this upfront to actually become a guest on the show. But anyone who was a guest would essentially be included into this social network, if you will, inside of the app. And then the listeners of the show could pay to be a part of that social network, grouped with all of these other entrepreneurs and things like that. Basically have like a closed mastermind. Ooh. And then maybe incorporate some kind of profit sharing or something like that with the guests that participate in that social network. I just think that'd be the coolest thing, because you'd have access to all of these different backgrounds and experiences and people and possibly their networks. And I think it would be just a win for everybody. I think it'd be so cool.
I love that. That's a creative idea, Nick. I really like that. I like the idea of being able to not only connect your guests on your own app, but also, yeah, giving your audience the ability to also connect with those guests. I think that would be really cool. That, talk about adding an interactive feature to your podcast. That certainly would be one. Thank you for that idea. I like that a lot. Sid, good morning to you. If your podcast had a dedicated app besides being able to play the episodes, what's a feature you'd make sure to include with it? Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. I think as I was listening to Nick talk, one of the things that popped in my mind was a two-way audio, like ask me anything, so that a guest could be listening to the episode or maybe in the app for something, and they could click a button and ask me a question or leave a comment about the episode, but then I could respond to it. And that way everybody on the app could hear the conversation. So kind of like what Clubhouse is doing, but, you know, different, because it would be very specific to the podcast. So that's my immediate thought.
Yeah.
Two-way conversation.
I like that. It's like that, having that direct access to the host.
You know, because I think about, Mark, like I'm listening to a show and like I'll have a question. I'll be, oh, that's this. I need to, you know, I want to research this, or gosh, I want to know more about this. How great would it be to ask the host right then when you hear it, a question on the app, excuse me, and then they get to respond and provide more information, or maybe the guest can respond to you as well.
Yeah. Can you guys hear me? Hello? Okay. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah, we got you now.
Thank you. Okay. Sorry about that. I did the move I was making when the update came through a week or so ago, and it shut off my audio. Okay. Thank you, Sid. Yes, I love that idea. I like the idea of that feeling of instant access, whether it's your listeners or your guests. I think that's a cool idea. And Alex, good morning. Now, Alex, I want to say, I know you probably noticed, I don't know if everybody else did yet. Alex, when he entered the room, normally the moderators just pop up on stage. Alex didn't. And that is my fault, because this morning I noticed, with 2 minutes before go time, I noticed the room today wasn't scheduled. And so I was in a panic trying to quickly schedule the room and add as many moderators as I could within what turned out to be probably 90 seconds. So I missed you, Alex. Please forgive me. And good morning to you. We are sharing the icebreaker question and sharing our answers. And here is that question for you. If your podcast had a dedicated app besides playing the podcast, what's a feature you'd make sure to include with your app? Good morning.
Oh, hey. I think it would be kind of cool if for what is Fromcast, it would be really cool if you could press a button to watch the episode, not the episode of us, but the episode of the show that we're talking about. That'd be kind of cool. And then be also really neat on the other side for the books if we had a button that we could read the book to somebody, whatever the book is. So, yeah, that'd be kind of neat.
I like both of those answers. That's cool. Yeah, the idea of being able to access the things that you're talking about, I think that's really helpful. Especially, but the from one, that would be a little challenging just because technically you don't have rights.
It's just like a pie in the sky. But you could, yeah, you could definitely do it with the book one, I mean, and then also have an opportunity for them to buy it. But we put that in the show notes, but it would just kind of be neat if it was all
a
little nice.
I like that. All right, I'll keep it moving. Oh, Sid, do you want to add something? Go ahead.
No, I just want to make a point about something. So Billy is updating his phone, and he sent me a link to said, hey, or a text, can you send me the link to the room so I can listen on my computer? So I did, and if you scroll down, you see that Billy is in the room as Sid's guest.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
Isn't that strange?
Yeah, I just noticed that. What? Why?
It's because it's Clubhouse.
I don't know. I sent him the link.
Because, you know, Billy just loved it so much.
I think what it is that when you click the shared link like Sid gave to Billy, that's what it does, is he's probably listening through his computer and not logged in through his app. And so it doesn't know who he is specifically. It just knows that it was a person that was invited by Sid. I think that's the explanation.
I think Billy's slowly trying to steal Sid's identity.
Yes.
This is the first step.
One step closer. And if you click it, there's no profile. But Jonathan says in the chat, because the web listeners will show as guests.
Yeah.
Which is really cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Thank you, Jonathan.
Yeah.
And
go ahead, Alex.
And if you click on him, nothing comes up. It just like you try to get a profile.
Yep.
Is that what you just said?
That's pretty much what she said. Yes.
Okay.
That's literally what I said, Alex. But
You know what?
It's a descript problem. So.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I wasn't like lifting.
All right.
But if you click on that profile face, it doesn't bring up a profile at all. It's just kind of blank.
Really? I didn't even know that.
All right.
I wonder where his picture is. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Okay. So for our podcast listeners who probably could give two S's about what we're discussing, let's keep it moving. And actually, we need to hear from Simona. So Simona, if your podcast or podcasts had a dedicated app, besides being able to play the podcast, what's a feature you'd make sure to include with it?
You know, I think it'd be really cool if you could have some kind of like Reddit thread or something. You know what I mean? Like where people could break out and like ask questions directly. I know you can kind of do that with Spotify, but like, if it was just, I'm just fun off. I don't know if you guys heard that. Simona, wake up. It's time to wake up. But I think it'd be cool to have, I don't know, like a Reddit thread, a subreddit thread, or like, I don't know, just something that's like community based. So you don't have to bring people to a different app to, you know, build a community, I guess. I think that could be kind of cool.
Yeah, I like that idea. I like the idea of being able to access something like a Reddit or a Slack or something like that that's within the app that people could just access it right through your own podcast app so that they don't have to navigate multiple apps.
That would actually be very helpful for the What Is From podcast, because there's so many crazy theories and like Reddit is filled with it and I just don't have the time to like sift through it all, but it really could be an adjunct to, if you had your own Reddit feed or something like that thread, that'd be really cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so here's what I'm going to do. We're going to keep this question going and I'm going to sprinkle in some news and we'll go back and forth. Okay, because I do want to hear, we have other people who have joined us on stage and I do also want to get to something about this format here, the Podcasting Morning Chat format. I'll explain a little bit later, but just some thoughts I'm having, I'm being pulled to change some things up a little bit, and I want to discuss it with you guys. Nothing crazy. Simona. I see the eyeball emoji.
Feels a little wild for a Wednesday, Mark.
Yeah. So I will share in a moment. First,
wow, Wednesday.
Let me get to some news. So we like to start with some podcast data updates. This one's an easy one. As of yesterday, the number one podcast on Apple and Spotify continues to be the Joe Rogan Experience ever since the move that they opened up from being exclusive to Spotify. Now they are they're inclusive all over every podcast app. And so not surprised to see them as the number one app on Apple. They've usually been that on Spotify. Speaking of the Joe Rogan Experience, they've switched podcast hosts from Spotify for Podcasters to Spotify's enterprise host, Megaphone. So not a huge jump, but they definitely moved from what a lot of us independent podcasters use to the bigger version of it via Megaphone. Let's see, some other quick podcast data for you. iHeartMedia released its Q4 financials. Podcast revenue was $132 million, which is up 17% for the quarter and up 14% for the whole year of 2023. And they claim that there continues to be growing demand for podcast advertising. I share this because that's still good news for us, even for people who are the independent podcaster. If we can see some success on a bigger level, on a higher level in podcasting, I think that does trickle down and helps us. So that's why I share it. And by the way, over the last week, 213,433 podcasts published at least one new episode, which is up pretty strong, almost 5%, 4.7%. And then I'll share some events, and then we're going to go to Amanda to hear her answer to today's icebreaker question. Let's see some events. The British Podcast Awards are open for entries. The awards take place September 26th, and you have until May 9th to enter. And this year, it says here, this year you can also nominate a judge, I guess. Previous years, if you were a judge, you couldn't be nominated. That has changed. Also, let's see here. Using Canva and Descript to promote your podcast. I paused for effect just for Alex. Let me give a link here. This is hosted by Descript. So actually, I won't give you a link. All you got to do is look up Descript and their Canva and Descript seminar, online seminar. It's happening March 7th, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. Some other events going on. Podbean AI, you can learn how to use Podbean's new AI features March 7th as well. So just go to Podbean and look up their AI, or you can go to Pod News and look up more events on their events page for those details. And Podfest, they also have a summit coming up April 19th. I keep saying 10th to not April 19th. Now I'm self-conscious.
You almost said it again.
I know. Through the 24th, and I will share a link to that. There's some more info in their Facebook group. If you want some info there, I went and checked out their website. I could not find anything easy anyway from the homepage. But if you're interested either in attending or speaking, now's the time to sign up. And Nick and I have been talking about it, and we just need to actually submit. Evolutions by Podcast Movement, that's happening later this month, March 26th in LA. And the bigger version of that, Podcast Movement, August 19th through the 22nd, Washington, D.C., my old hometown. And also, if you want to save 20% on your ticket to Podcast Movement, Stacy has a promo code that we can use. And that just makes you officially part of Stacy's group. Which really all that means is if Stacy gets, I think it's five or more people that, so how we receive this 20% discount. And I think she's already received the minimum. So now if we use this code PODDC20, we can get 20% off our Podcast Movement tickets. I'm definitely taking advantage of that. Stacey, welcome to the stage. Did you want to add anything to that?
Yeah, good morning. No, you said it exactly right. This was just my way to be able to give value to the community. So I don't get anything for it. It's just more of a mutual, the power of community that we all save. So if anyone has questions, message me.
Awesome. Thank you, Stacey. And thank you for doing that. Simona, did you have something?
I just have a quick question for Stacey. Does that link ever expire? Because it'd probably be good to have on the podcast too. Does that code expire at some point, or is there a cap to it?
That's a good question. They didn't tell me. They didn't tell me if it expired. It's a code. It's not a link. I will ask that question, but I'm certainly going to take advantage of it. I'm going to register in March soon. So, I would just see that would probably be smart, but I will clarify.
Awesome. Thank you, Stacey. Yeah, let us know. We will update everybody. And my guess is it's probably going to last for a while at the very least. And if you're listening past August 19th, 2024 to the podcast right now, sorry.
But I would just say that, you know what, it makes sense that it would not expire, but just their rate, I think they're going to raise their rates.
Right.
I think it's still early bird. So what do they care?
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, you'll still get 20% off, but it just depends on what the ticket price is at the time of purchase. So I would, if you want to go, I would encourage you to do it now. You're probably.
Can you share that code one more time? I'm going to type it in the chat.
Yeah, sure. It's POD, P-O-D-D-C. 20. Pod DC 20. Anyone can use it by going to Podcast Movement's website. Also, last event for now to share, the Black Effect Podcast Festival is returning. iHeartMedia and Charlemagne have announced, and the event, which aims to celebrate, uplift, and amplify Black voices in the podcast industry, will be on April 27th in Atlanta, Georgia. Tickets are on sale, and you can find that info in the events section of Pod News. Okay, I want to go back to the icebreaker for a moment, and we'll get to more news. And let's start with Amanda Yoa. Amanda, good morning to you. If your podcast had a dedicated app, besides being able to play the episodes, what's a feature you'd make sure to include with that app? Good morning.
Good morning. Peep the new pick, everyone.
I noticed that.
I know not everyone's in the room right now. You're probably listening, but I got a new photo shoot. So love the pictures. If my website was to have an app, this is actually something that I'm working on currently because I have a hotline that women can write into to ask a question that I use as a segment for the podcast. But the past couple of times that they've written in, I read their question and thought to myself, oh, I wish I had more context to their question or whatever it was they shared. So I thought to myself, oh, I wish there was a way that they could call in. But the thing is, you know, I don't have a set day that I record, and maybe I will down the line, and, you know, it'll be like something that people can, you know, tune into live, and I'll have a live feed. That was something I was thinking about, but having something on the website where women can kind of like chat on, you know, subjects that I'll be having on the show, where they can add in real time their comments, their questions, so that I have more context and I can roll off of, you know, what they're saying in my responses to them on the show. So that's what I would add.
Love it. I see Stacey and Simona want to chime in, so I'll bite my tongue. Go ahead, Stacey, and then we'll go to Simona.
I love that. Does that exist? Are you saying you want that, or is there an app that does that?
I don't know if there is something, and maybe Simona knows. I'm not sure if there is. I would love to discover something like that, you know, to where I would have a set date for recording and people can just come in. It would kind of be like a chat, like we're throwing it back old school, like an AOL chat room, if you will. You know, where everyone can just be in there during the show and comment on things in real time. So that's what I'm looking for and trying to implement, but I haven't found anything thus far.
Simona, did you have something?
I was just going to add in, Amanda, have you checked out SpeakPipe yet?
No.
Okay. So it's not going to accomplish like all the things that you want it to do with what you're like with what you're saying right now, but speak AOL Instant Messenger. That's so funny.
Sorry, I'm distracting for those listening on the podcast. I'm using a GIF of AOL Instant Messenger right now.
That's so funny. I wish they could see it. So on SpeakPipe, it's a website you can go to. It's free. You just go to speakpipe.com and you create an account with whatever email you want, and you can add like an embedded player to your website, or essentially like you can add an embedded player, but you can also send people a link, and you can take that link and you can put it on your social media or whatever. But people can actually voice note you questions. They go to this page and they click on this talk button, and they can speak out their question instead. So a lot of times if you speak it versus write it, of course, you're going to give, you know, more details, more context. You're going to ramble like I am right now. And then you do that. And so you have these recordings and then they turn into MP3s. And then you can take the MP3s and you can put them directly onto your podcast feed. And then you could ask the questions that way. So it's really cool. And it's free too. So I would check that out. Sid, go to you.
Yeah, I have a friend that uses SpeakPipe. Okay, Mark, I'm not talking now like you. Amanda, I'll find one of her shows that she's used it because she encourages her guests to ask her questions and her listeners to ask her questions, and she uses it quite often. So I'll find one of her shows and send you a link to it so you can see how it works.
Thank you guys so much. That sounds awesome and something that I can definitely start with doing until I get the idea that I mentioned earlier. Yeah. Later down the line. So thank you very much.
You're welcome. Yeah. And yeah, SpeakPipe, I have worked with it for, or at least on behalf of my clients. And it's really worked well. I think Simona's got a great point. And I also know of another one called FanList, which used to have a different name. And so funny because I literally just had it to find it, and now I can't remember the name. But anyway, FanList is the current name, and FanList does the same thing, among other things, like similarly to Patreon. But they started with just the ability. Pod in Box was the old name, Pod in Box, and that's how it started, was simply like the SpeakPipe app. So you have options. SpeakPipe, I think, is free, at least. They have a free version, and I'm not sure if FanList does or not. All right, I want to keep the question going, and then we'll get back to some news. Let's go to Linzea. Good morning to you, Linzea. If you are open to sharing, if your podcast had a dedicated app, besides being able to play episodes, what's a feature you'd make sure to include with it? Good morning.
Good morning, Grand Rising. So lots of great ideas here. The one that would be really important to me would be a community center. So definitely, and I'm sure it was said before I came in the room, a place in which all listeners could interact and also access any PDFs or any kind of material that's shared in the episode. So like a feed, if you will, for the podcast, specifically on the app. And having the ability to have segmented discussions. So we do this right now via Facebook. That's the app we use for this same concept. And so having different apps now that they allow for the app or the chat integration to have chats based on topics. So as we learn the pillars of our community or the pillars of the topics in our podcast, obviously ours being wellness, having a chat for our book club and a chat for our daily self-love practice and a chat for our movement, like each one of those chats really is important as it is now. And I would definitely want that capacity
capacity on the app, on our, you know, podcast specific app. So love the question. Definitely getting some good ideas too in regards to what other creators and podcast listeners want in this room. So thanks, Mark.
Yeah, thank you. I love that idea. And yeah, thank you for bringing up the way that you're using the Facebook chat feature. I've noticed it. I am kind of in a few chats and I hadn't really thought about like, what's the best way to use this? And I'm definitely attracted to the way you're using it. I love the idea of being able to get really specific within your own community so that you can, you know, there may be members that are not interested in being a part of a book club, but they're still interested in being part of the group so they can get into that specific chat about the book club, and then the people who aren't interested in it don't have to get distracted or annoyed by all the noise of something they have no interest in being a part of. So that's really a cool way to cater to more people within your own community. Thanks for sharing that. Okay, gonna keep it moving with some other updates. Let's see, I gave you all the events, so here's some quick hits. And actually, I'm gonna start with us. Here's a quick headline for the Podcasting Morning Chat. We want your input. We want you to start sharing more often with us the types of things you want us to talk about here. The topics, or maybe you even have random or specific questions that you would like answered, and maybe you can't always be here live at 7 a.m. Eastern. So you want to ask that question and have it answered, and you can go and listen to it at your convenience. So, and you can do that in our Facebook group. I've just shared a link here in the live room to that specific post of me asking for your ideas. And I will put that in the show notes as well for our podcast listeners. And if anybody has anything they want to chime in on and share now, you're welcome to. And I also want to, this is what I was alluding to earlier, I want to start thinking about changing things up a little bit with format. So that means a couple of things. One, it means I want to sometimes take a day, a morning, to do something entirely different from what we normally do. For example, I've done it, I think, twice now. We've done somewhat of a mastermind type of thing, and we've had, the first one went really well as far as that hot seat style. I think we had two people in the hot seat and they shared challenges or a challenge or struggle that they're going through, looking for guidance and suggestions. I want to do more of that. And somebody suggested on this group thread on Facebook in our group suggested that they want more hot seat stuff. So I want to do something like that. And then as far as how we do things normally on most days, I like how we're doing the icebreaker and I like how it seems to carry us through most mornings. And I also like the idea of adding some additional segments. For example, starting with the icebreaker like we do, maybe taking 15, 20 minutes. And then maybe after that, say at 7:20 a.m., we take 10 to 20 minutes with a Q&A segment, giving people that opportunity who are here live to come up on stage and ask any question they want regarding their content creation. And then maybe have a new topic following that segment, or maybe we play some sort of game. So I want to just add more to what we're doing. And the way I like to do that is by hearing from you. So please take advantage of this link to our Facebook group. Join the group and answer the post. Let's hear some ideas. Okay, and then as far as some other stuff around the world of podcasting, some quick hits. The Podcast Academy, they have announced recently that season three winner of RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars, Trixie Mattel, will host its fourth annual awards for excellence in audio, that is the AMBYs. on March 26th. And you can actually see that streaming live on the Podcast Academy's YouTube channel. So again, that's March 26th if you're interested in watching the Ambies and their host, Trixie Mattel. Now, this is, I suppose, somewhat of the inspiration behind the icebreaker question, this next headline. Buzzsprout introduces Buzzsprout for iOS. Sorry, Nick. It's a mobile app designed to facilitate podcast management for indie podcasters on the go. The app features real-time notifications for crucial updates, access to detailed podcast stats for maybe well-informed decision-making, and tools for effortless podcast management, things like social media sharing, episode publishing, etc. It's available to all podcast users. The app's intention is to make podcasting more accessible and convenient, aligning with Buzzsprout's commitments to simplifying the podcast process. Go ahead, Sid. You have a question?
Yeah, I just wonder, I saw that yesterday and I kind of got excited, but I haven't gone and downloaded it yet. I was just curious if anybody had downloaded it and what do they think about it?
Yeah, I haven't yet because I just saw it this morning and I'm very curious about it, but I can't speak to it yet. Anybody on stage? No, it doesn't look like, oh wait, well, Jason might be. I called out Jason this morning, my old friend Jason. Let's see if he comes up and has, yeah, Jason, good morning. Do you have any knowledge or have you been using the new Buzzsprout app? You got to unmute bottom right of the screen. Let's see if it works. There he is.
Please accept my apologies. I've been trying to figure out the new navigation here. It's been so long since I've been in here. So sorry about that.
All good.
Yeah, I downloaded it yesterday and poked around. I mean, it's pretty basic. I mean, it's pretty much what you're going to get on the website available in app form. But if you're on the go, as they say, and you need to change something in your show notes, you have that capability. It's pretty cool. There's definitely nothing wrong with it, but
pretty basic.
Step forward for Buzzsprout for sure.
And so is it, because I occasionally would use the web browser on my phone to access Buzzsprout in a pinch. Is it basically this, like, does it look like that or have they created their own design around the app?
I mean, it's pretty similar to what you're going to see on the website. I think using it on your phone, it's a little bit easier to navigate through the app than it is to use the web browser version, which is probably what they were hoping to accomplish with this thing. But
yeah,
if you want to check your stats on the go real quick, it's definitely a lot easier to access for that. And I would imagine there's much more to it that's going to be useful. I just haven't had a chance to really poke around with it much more than that, other than to say I downloaded it and checked it out. And it's a pretty cool move forward for them.
All right. Awesome. Thank you, Jason. And you're welcome to hang around up here. Alex, did you have something?
Yeah, I just literally downloaded it and it's nothing earth-shattering, but then again, at the same time, it does what it needs to do. It gives you stats. You can check all your podcasts on it, and I'll let Simona go.
Oh, can you, I had this perfect question formulated in my head, and here we are. First of all, hi, Jason. I feel like I haven't talked to you in a long time. It's nice to see you in here. And also, can you record directly on Buzzsprout? Like you can on Anchor or like you could on Anchor?
No.
You don't see anything?
I wonder if they're going to create that capability. Because if they are, you heard it here first. I wonder if they're going to create that capability so that people can podcast from their phone.
Yeah, I think that would be a nice touch for sure. Because we know people that have gotten started with Anchor using their phone, using the Anchor app. I love that. We have Michelle up here on stage, and I know Michelle is a Buzzsprout user because we've worked together. Michelle, did you have anything you wanted to add as far as the app goes?
Well, I had the same question that Simona had, so that was answered. But I think that just it's more visible to the eye when you're using it on as an app as opposed to the website browser on the phone. It's just kind of easier when you're visually looking at it. So that's what I got out of it, that it's much easier to look through things and get the information you need.
My only question is, and I know this sounds like a dumb question, I'm going to try to download it onto my iPad. That would really be beneficial because sometimes they don't always, you can't always do things on the iPad, the iPhone, but you know, then you can kind of have a little bit more screen,
real estate. Yeah.
Yeah. to do stuff. Cause I think that's a problem, but to Simona's point, if it did record the question, and I'm not trying to be funny, like how do you, they'd also have to look at editing. Or do they? I mean, I don't know how Anchor used to do it. Was it just, was there any editing feature on Anchor?
Yeah, there was. I don't remember if the mobile app had that same ability, but I think it did. But you can't now. I know the new Spotify for Podcasters version of the Anchor mobile app. I don't think you can do the editing through the app now. So I don't know. But yes, I agree with you. It would be nice to be able to do some at least basic editing if you're going to record straight to it.
But to your point and to what Simona says, I mean, you know, it's a natural fit for them to partner up with us or have their own StreamYard Riverside platform.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to go anywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, as much as I give Descript a hard time, the fact that they partnered up with Squadcast is a perfect match.
Yeah.
And that's where it's going. So.
And we know Riverside has partnered with Spotify for Podcasters as far as the editing features that they offer. But yeah, something like you're describing, yeah, I think that would be beneficial for sure. And by the way, I don't know how this works or if it will work, but to your point about putting it on your iPad and having more real estate, you know, I use Clubhouse often with my iPad, even though the app itself isn't made specifically for an iPad. They don't have the iPad version, but all I do is I just hit the I don't know what to call it. There's like a zoom button that will enlarge the app to fit the screen of the iPad. And I use that for Clubhouse and it works great. So that might be all you need if you decide to put Buzzsprout on your iPad. It's just to hit that little zoom button. And I'll put a link to that app in the show notes as well. And let's go to DJ Rez. DJ Rez, welcome again. Loving seeing you here each and every morning because I know you said the 7 a.m. thing was challenging. So thank you for making that time to be here with us. Do you want to play along? If your podcast had a dedicated app besides playing the podcast, what's a feature you'd make sure to include with it? Good morning. Let's see if we get Rez. I think what happens, I'm going to just say it. I think Rez falls back asleep. He joins with good intention.
You know, I've done that a couple of times.
Yeah, I think a lot of people have. Yeah.
I fall asleep.
All right. So where is he located?
I think he's in New York.
I thought DJ Rez was in Toronto.
Oh, you might be right. I know he's I believe he's on East Coast time.
I was thinking Canada.
Okay, so he's on East Coast time.
You know where he is? He's in dreamland.
Well, that's exactly where I think he is right now. He would come off mic at this point. Okay. Let me see if I want to hit a couple of other stories really quick. We talked about Buzzsprout. And by the way, it's been 10 years since the Serial podcast. No, not Breakfast Serial. S-E-R-I-L. It's been 10 years since they started, and this month it's coming back. The fourth season features Sarah Koenig and Dana Chivas telling the history of Guantanamo through the personal stories of those on the ground who know things that the rest of us don't. It's out March 28th on the New York Times audio app and everywhere podcasts are available. Thought that was cool because Serial definitely. So for me, yeah, 10 years ago, Serial came out. I had been podcasting for around 10 years and Serial came out and everybody was ranting and raving about these amazing podcasts that people can listen to on their iPods. And at that point, I guess iPhones as well. And I just remember kind of snickering, like, yeah, where have you guys been? And then the pandemic came and I felt like it all happened all over again. People are like, wow, you should check out these amazing podcasts. They're so cool. But yeah, they continue. I like it because it continues to get a surge, right? Something happens and everyone gravitates to podcasts and then talks about it and it becomes a thing again. And let's see, podcast. All right, I'll cover this and then we're going to keep the question, the icebreaker question going. So I saw this headline on Pod News that simply read, please go and leave Podcast Addict. It's an app, I'll explain in a minute, a positive review in the Google Play Store. Because they posted this link to a negative review that they received about their app, their mobile app. Now, do you see the theme with why I did the icebreaker? I'm talking all these apps. And I wanted to share it with you. And really, then I'll preface it with the question I'm going to ask you, and then I'll read the feedback. And this was also a question that somebody put in the Facebook post about things they'd like us to cover. So it's timely and relevant. How do you handle those bad reviews or negative feedback like the one I'm about to read to you? So this is, again, a one-star review for Podcast Addict. Their reviewer says, the app contains ads. Not acceptable. And the developer replied, I am trying to support myself through passive income by attaching a toll road, quote unquote, to the work of others. Please don't be mad at me for that. And then the reviewer goes on, and I'm quoting the reviewer. Like, dude, it's a podcast app, not rocket science. The same code from 10 years ago, no updates, would do. Do some useful work. And podcast app posted that in a tweet. And they say, you know, sometimes these one-star reviews are so frustrating. This person has no clue how much work it takes to keep an app and its servers up and running while keeping publishing new features and handling the support. Also, podcast apps, as well as podcast hosting platforms, are vital components to the podcast ecosystem. Without them, we would have to go back to downloading and manually transferring MP3 files from individual podcast servers, .. So anyone have any response, thoughts to this whole thing? Go ahead, Stacey.
Oh, very much so, because this is all about customer experience when you think about products and companies and now podcasts, reviews. This is so essential. That because a lot of times people ignore the feedback, whether it's good or bad, you can't ignore it. And people are watching how a company or an individual responds. And the opportunity is to take it offline and have the conversation, build that relationship. A lot of times people will change their review or correct it. But again, in the customer service and experience world, there's so many companies that don't, or individuals in this case, they ignore it. And so I just want to say you can't ignore it, and people are watching how you handle it. It is a form of feedback is gold, and it's not always a survey. It is unstructured data like this. So get it offline if possible, or to a private message. Guide that person that way and help them. Thanks.
So if people are watching, doing it privately, is that a little, I hear you, like I feel like I'm compelled to reach out to an individual if I can, if I have their contact info, to reach out individually and try to resolve whatever their issue is. But what do we do if people are watching? Shouldn't we be doing something publicly?
Yes. So it's both and, it's not either or. So both. You respond that you show care, you show empathy, you show understanding, and we want to help clarify, communicate with you. How about you give us a call or private message us to continue the conversation? You want to get it off that platform, but you want to show that you hear them, you understand them, and not debate them publicly.
That's fair. Okay. I hear you. And John, John's joined us on stage. Yeah. What did you want to add to this, John?
Yeah. The first thing, and I'm going to go contrary to what Stacey says, if you're using it as a business, absolutely you want to find a way to communicate with them. But the number one mistake Podcast Addict made was responding to that, justifying their behavior. Because all they did was open up a platform where they're going to lose every single time. And that's why contrary to what people say, I don't respond to Facebook posts, Facebook comments, reviews, negative reviews, positive reviews, whatever they are. I don't respond. I'm going to do my thing, and I'll continue to do my thing. If they like it, great. If they don't like it, they're not required to stay there. They're not paying me to be part of it. It's just that simple. And again, most of the negative comments you get are from people who really aren't consumers of your content. They just want the thing called attention. So I'm not going to give it to them.
Yeah, I'm with you there. And Stacey, I'll let you respond in a second. The one thing is, well, there's a couple things that I have thoughts on. I like the idea of not responding. It's something that I for a while was practicing. And then I came to realize, especially when it comes to social media, it's actually helpful to engage with those negative comments. Because the more engagement that's happening on the post, the more likely it's going to start getting pushed out to other feeds.
Correct. And my number one consumer is usually will push back. I don't need to. There's an old saying about Mark Twain. I think I said this in his room. Never argue with an idiot. They'll just drag you down to their level and beat you with years of experience. And yeah. I add on to that, especially in social media or social settings.
Yeah. And to your point, to that point and what you said earlier too, that his mistake was, to me, it wasn't the actual response. It was what he said. He was too defensive. And like you said,
right,
he opened up that can of worms.
Right. And I would say, look, thanks for your feedback. If you don't like it, you know, that's fine.
Right.
They don't have to like everything you do.
Yeah. Or thanks for your feedback. We hear you and we're doing everything we can to accommodate, you know, or something like that. Yeah. And Stacey, did you want to say something? Okay, well, now the joke is that every time somebody doesn't respond, they're sleeping. So there you go. Stacey must be sleeping. Lauren, good morning. Did you want to add to the conversation?
Absolutely. I come from a PR background and also do dabble in a bit of podcasting. But just from a PR perspective, I totally agree. You're going to always get those that are going to be combative. Those are going to do it. But I'm just giving you a take from a PR is go take it offline, say, not a problem, I'm contacting you. If they don't give your details, there are so many ways we can now get hold of people. We look for their name on LinkedIn. We can find it on Facebook. We do it. We then engage with them for however idiotic it may be or not, but it is also then important to give feedback back onto your platform. So when the negative comment will say, hi all, just to let you know, I got hold of Bob. We've chatted through it and this is this positive outcome or not a positive outcome, because you don't want to let your followers see that you're actually not addressing it and you're not interested in addressing it. So a lot of the time PR is known as smoke and mirrors. But if you deal with it and show it, and there's another kind of form that says someone who takes the time to complain is at least interested in your brand, and you can change that negativity into a positive with just the way you handle it. And you might end up getting a fan if you've dealt with it correctly. And again, sorry, John, you probably won't want them as a fan, but at least for everybody else that's out there, they see that you take it seriously and you address the positives and the negatives. I hope that helps.
Yeah.
Can I come back?
Yes, there's Stacey. And thank you, Lauren. I appreciate all that insight from that PR perspective. Yeah, thank you. And yeah, Stacey, we came to you and I was teasing that you must have fallen asleep. I know you didn't. Did you want to add something?
You know, the truth is, I clicked on your Podcast Addict look at it, and I couldn't get back.
No problem. That's
the user testing here. So yes, I love what was just said, and let me caveat by saying this is best practice to respond and then to build the relationship off that social platform, but absolutely respond. However, it is case by case. If you look at the person and you realize that this is, you know, you get some instinct on who they are in their other posts, you know whether there's a time to kind of not engage in that conversation. So it's not black and white 100% of the time, but best practice is to let them know, I hear you, or, you know, thanks for your feedback, you know, would like to talk to you offline or something, because people are watching. So yes, from PR, from a customer experience perspective, that is best practice, but case by case. Thank you.
Thank you. And I want to go to Brian, because Brian's been on stage waiting patiently, and then I want to go to Billy. And then we'll wrap up this part of the conversation. Brian, good morning. Did you want to add, or did you have anything you wanted to share this morning?
Good morning, Mark. Well, I don't know what features I'd want to make in terms of a podcast for the future. What I will say is that it was kind of weird this week, because I actually did my weekly YouTube show on Sunday night. I had planned on it being a bonus one, because then I was going to do one on Monday, and then I didn't. And so that's what I am saying. Although in a way, I kind of am glad that I didn't do it on Monday, because I did notice that yesterday when I was going to upload a reel onto YouTube, at least early in the morning around this time yesterday, that it wasn't going to load. And then they fixed stuff on their end. So besides Meta, it was YouTube as well. And I have looked into StreamYard. I don't know if I'm ready to commit to StreamYard yet in terms of doing the show, but at least I'm aware of the plans that they have. So, that's pretty much it from me, other than the fact that I was able to do a little bit of a comedic reel yesterday in response to Meta going down. So, that's what I've got this morning. Hope you're all doing well, and much love as always.
Thank you, Brian. Appreciate it. And yeah, thanks for bringing up the fact that Meta was down. I wasn't affected. I think I was focused on some other stuff during the day and hadn't been on any of Meta's apps and didn't notice. And then all of a sudden I heard everybody talking about it. And I've also shared here, and I will share it in the show notes, a link to Brian's YouTube channel. Brian talks and gives us updates. And I feel like I haven't ever asked you, Brian, to share the name of your podcast, or at least not lately. And for our podcast listeners, I wanted to make sure that they know. And I believe your show is called The Brian Coletto Show, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it's called. It's not like an engraved name, if you will, because I don't purpose it to the real podcast platforms, because I just haven't reached that stage in my life. But that is what it's called, and I title it on every single long form video on there.
Yep, I see that. And yeah, I wanted to make sure that people check out what you're doing, because Brian, as his YouTube channel says, he is helping to pave the way for himself and others who have autism, and he's doing some amazing work, and we're proud to have Brian a part of this community. I want to go to Billy to see if Billy wanted to add anything around this whole idea of negative reviews and what to do with them. Good morning, Billy. Did you want to add anything?
Hey, Hey, good morning, Mark. Yeah, well, first of all, I just want to say we can't be afraid of controversy as content creators. We signed up to put ourselves out there. So it's like whatever shows up in the comment section, don't be afraid of it because it's a part of your content creation journey. And here we are. Like, I didn't know who Podcast Addict was. I'm now logged into Twitter for the first time in a long time on my computer, looking at their page, followed them. And I noticed, like, that post is performing most of their regular posts, outperforming. And so, you know, good, bad, or ugly, I think it stirred them up. It stirred up their community. It kicked the bee's nest a little bit. And now there's this, we're talking about them. It's, just, you know, it's the same thing with Wendy's. Mm-hmm. Look at Wendy's. Wendy's like, we're going to jack the prices up. We're like, no, you're not. And now it's like, TikTok's blowing up about it. So I guess not all, you know, posts and comments and negative feedback are bad. This is like, how do you navigate that? And I don't think it's bad to get in the mud with people. I think we live in a culture that sometimes is like, we got to play with kid gloves and we got, you know, we always got to like tiptoe around each other. We can't share real opinions and real thoughts. And I think this is good. I think it's good to go, wait a second, dude, you don't understand the industry. So hush it. You know, it's like, mm-hmm. I think that's cool. And now we're talking about it. So I discovered them because of their controversy, not because I don't even know what the hell they do still. I'm just looking at this post.
Yeah, I love it. I love that you pointed that out. Thank you. I think it's a good point to make. I mean, it kind of plays a little bit or piggybacks a little bit off of what I was saying earlier regarding that, you know, you get engagement on a post and that can get oftentimes start getting pushed out more on that platform. But in this case, what Billy's saying, yeah, just getting, that's why they say any publicity is good publicity, because it does draw eyes and ears onto you if you are the person here in discussion, if you are the podcast addict in the scenario. Yeah, people are going to come check out what you're doing. And you know, in this case, I don't think anybody is going to react, or at least the majority isn't going to react against Podcast Addict because of this post. I think if anything, we're going to see more Billies out there. And quite frankly, I wasn't following them either. And I followed them this morning because of that post. So yeah, sometimes they're doing, those haters are doing you a favor. And I think that's a great way to approach it. Okay, so I think this is a good place to wrap up this morning and remind you that we're back again tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Eastern, as we are every Monday through Friday, talking all things podcasting and content creation. Please join us and please take a minute and leave us a review. You can do that on our website, podpage.com/PMC. You can do that on Apple Podcasts. You can rate our show on Spotify. Whatever it is, whatever the app you're using, if it allows you to leave us feedback, to give us a review, give us a rating, whatever it is, please, we would love for you to do that. Again, those comments, those ratings, those reviews help us with social proof, getting more eyes and ears on what we're doing. So thank you in advance for that. Until tomorrow, make it a great day, everybody. Take care.